This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Nick Kelly. The World Health Organization will announce shortly that the Ebola outbreak in Guinea is over. The epidemic began in Guinea in March 2014. The BBC's global health correspondent, Tulip Mazumda, reports.
The worst Ebola outbreak in history began in Guinea, and the country is now the last of the most severely affected nations to declare an end to the epidemic. But there are warnings Guinea should prepare for further sporadic cases. In Guinea, there will now be 3 months of heightened surveillance. Keeping Guinea free of Ebola will mean communities staying vigilant, which health workers say is the biggest challenge.
The US Defense Secretary says Iraqi troops can make further gains against Islamic State militants after recapturing the city of Ramadi. Ash Carter said government forces have made a significant step forward. A BBC correspondent who was able to enter the city said Iraqi fighters were still trying to catch retreating militants. Some of the relatives of Alan Kurdi, the Syrian boy whose body was photographed washed up on a Turkish beach, have arrived in Canada. The three-year-old died with his mother and brother trying to reach Greece in September. Alan's father has refused to go to Canada, while the boy's uncle, his wife and five children were met in Vancouver by Alan's aunt, Tima Kurdi.
Thank you, Canadian people. Thank you to our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for opening the door and show the world how everyone should welcome and save life.
Central American nations have reached an agreement to allow about 7,000 Cuban migrants stranded in Costa Rica to continue their journey towards the United States. They'll be airlifted to El Salvador and put on buses for the US. Leonardo Rocha has more.
The current crisis began in November when Nicaragua, a close ally of Cuba, denied access to thousands of migrants arriving from Costa Rica. They have been stuck at the border in precarious conditions for over a month. After a meeting in Guatemala, foreign ministers from Central American nations and Mexico agreed to give them passage. Many Cuban migrants fear that the thawing relations between Washington and Havana may put an end to the preferential treatment given to them. Cubans who arrive at the U.S. border by land are allowed to enter the country and apply for residency.
The head of the prison service in the Argentine province of Buenos Aires has been sacked after the escape of three prominent convicts from a high-security jail on Sunday. The province's governor said she'd taken the action because of evidence the prisoners had been helped by officials. The prisoners were serving life sentences for kidnapping and murdering three businessmen over a drug trafficking dispute in 2008. World News from the BBC. An American grand jury has decided not to indict two white police officers over the fatal shooting last year of a 12-year-old black boy as he played with a pellet gun. The local prosecutor, Tim McGinty, described the shooting of Tamir Rice in Cleveland, Ohio, as a perfect storm of human error. He said the evidence did not indicate criminal action by the police. The boy's family accused Mr. McGinty of abusing and manipulating the legal process. A founder of one of the most violent drug cartels in Mexico has been found shot dead near a highway toll booth. Katie Watson reports from Mexico City.
Carlos Rosales Mendoza went by the nickname of El Tisico. By the early 2000s, he was one of the most powerful drugs lords in the west of Mexico. At one point, he was the boss of La Tuta, the infamous drugs lord who was captured earlier this year. Prosecutors in the state of Michoacán say that all of the victims were male and appeared to have been shot in one place. Drugs cartels have made Michoacán one of the most violent states in the country in recent years.
Forest fires have continued to rage across northern Spain following months of unseasonably low rainfall. On Monday, more than 80 separate fires were burning in the Cantabria region, while 30 more were being fanned by strong winds in neighbouring Asturias. One regional administrator accused arsonists of starting most of the fires. And Ian Lemmy Kilmister, a founder member and frontman of the British heavy metal rock band Motorhead, has died. He was 70. Lemmy was known for his fast and furious bass guitar playing and gravelly voice. The cause of death was reported as being an aggressive form of cancer. Lemmy once spoke of the possible consequences of his hard rock lifestyle, saying he had no regrets.
If I have to die and be on my deathbed regretting decisions I made, I'm not interested in that, man. I want to die there completely satisfied that I did the best I could. You know what I mean?
BBC News.